We're holding in Gimel Adar, Siman Samich Zayin Aleph Vav, and we're going to the end, Siman Sarif Yud Aleph. So we're continuing with the interesting laws of Nedarim and Shavuos. One of the basic principles of Neder is that it's only going to be effective if Piv V'Libay Shavin, which means that what he says and what his heart are equal, they're congruent, they're reflecting exactly what he thinks. If, for example, for instance, I make a Neder, I'm not going to eat the apples anymore, and really in his heart he was thinking about oranges, it does not take effect. Now this includes also a person who just has in his heart to make a neder but never expressed himself. Also, you need pi v'libo shavin. The exception to that we said is with tzedakah. Person makes a decision to give tzedakah. There's opinions that say that one should still give it, as we already mentioned. So the chatchila, one should do that, and if it's a difficulty, you should really do ataras nedarim. If a person was noig a certain chumra, that means they decided to do something, to take upon themselves something that they're not obligated to do, but they want to do it, they think it's a good thing for them. That's called a chumra. And the halacha is that if it's being done, let's say for purposes of sprishus and siag, they want to make sure, like fasting, they want to have tshuva, so they know they're allowed to eat, let's say during a sesame tshuva. It's a minik to do so, it's a beautiful minik. So the halacha is, well, for example, another example, the Kitzur says not to eat meat or wine from Yud Zayin Tammuz. Different customs when it comes to not eating meat during the weeks of 3 weeks, etc. So how many is only during the 9 days? All these cases, if a person only did it once, so if he did it once and he had intention to do it forever, meaning to continue doing it, it already takes effect and he's going to have to keep it unless he's matin and does a taras nadar. Or if he doesn't have intention to do it all this, but he does it 3 times, that already also creates a chazakah, and he's now bound by it. So he has to be matined if he doesn't want to do it anymore. So the best thing is, when it comes to all these things, it's the healthy way to do so. This, I'm going to do this bli neder. And it's enough that once you say, I'm going to do this concert, this whatever you want to do, whether it's even a daf yomi, a person decides, I want to do the daf yomi from now on. It's a beautiful thing. And perhaps it's even more stringent because that's already something that a person is obligated to learn. He's not obligated to do daf yomi. So all these things, it's good to say bli neder. Now, when a person has to undo a neder, so those that have been learning Nedarim, Nazir, all the concepts of the difference between Charata and a Petach. Mamish just now, the Daf Yemi, they're discussing in Nazir, a Pesach, can you open up a Neder with what's called Noilad? So let's explain on a simple level, Charata means regret. On a simple level, regret means I never wanted to make this Neder ever. However, that's not always simple because sometimes a person, I was happy that I did it until now, but now I regret doing it. A Pesach is different. A Pesach basically is like literally an opening where a person assesses that based on the circumstances that a person sees now, the reality he sees now, he never would have made a neder. So the minig actually is to combine the two. The combination basically works in the following way. You basically tell the person, listen, if you knew that you would be regretting ever making the nether at this point, would you have made the nether? And the person usually is going to say, no, I never would have made the nether. And that's how you're really combining a Pesach and a Charata. Nevertheless, it's important that a person first of all needs 3 people. The Chatchil, there should be 3 B'nai Ter. At least one of them should know the halachas and the differences between Pesach and Charata. Paiskim say he should at least know Simul Eshlam Medalad. If someone actually had a neder in a dream, it's best to have 10 people to undo such a neder. Just mom's yesterday, someone asked, told me that she had a nightmare. But generally speaking, also dreams, we don't really take so serious. There's atavas chalom, there's different things that we mitzvah will learn about. When it comes to nedarim, interesting that there's a special halacha, that although usually a boy is chayv in mitzvahs and as obligations and mitzvahs is only when he's 13 and one day, meaning entering the 14th year, and a girl is when she's entering the 13th year, there's an exception that comes to nedarim. When it comes to vows, a 13-year-old, meaning a 12-year-old and one day entering the 13th year, or a girl entering her 12th year, her nedarim already considered nedarim. The same thing when it comes to their oaths, and therefore it has to be taken seriously, and if it requires a hataras nedarim, it has to require a hataras nedarim. We try to discourage them from making such an nedarim, because we're worried they're going to get accustomed to, as we already pointed out, there's something that can be very dangerous. But if it's something very easy, we actually encourage them to do that. This way, They'll be more careful. There's another interesting chiddush that the Torah tells us that a father can annul the nedarim of his daughter until she's a begeres. So a begeres means when she's 12 and a half. That means until 12 and a half, she is a husband could annul her nedarim, her vows. Now that's so long as she's not married. When she gets married, the husband's in charge. The husband is also mayfair, annuls the nedarim of his wife. So how does that take effect? I think I once told the Sederova, one of the Gedolim today, his wife was saying, you know, I'm going to from now on do this. And it sounded like a neder. So he quickly said, mufalach, 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 three times. Now the Kitzur says, excuse me, that there's different languages that could be used. The Kitzur says that he should try to uproot his neder mi'ikora, meaning from the beginning, meaning the husband's trying to uproot this neder that it ever existed. Very strange. The Taz already says, I don't understand. Those that remember the sugya, the whole discussion, the Gemara concludes that it's Megas guys, that the difference between when a person goes to a rabbi, he is undoing the net of Me'ikore retroactively, as opposed to when it comes to a wife, actually it's not retroactive. So it's interesting discussion. It could be that the Taz says that really what he means to say, once he eradicated it, as if it never existed. Technically speaking, it did exist until now. Bottom line is, a husband can annul his wife's nadar. Now, that is limited to what's called B'yoyim Shoima. That means when it comes to a daughter or the husband, they have one day of hearing the neder to annul that vow. Now that means a day in Judaism is a night and then a day. But that means that if it's at the end of the day and the husband lets heard his wife say it, he only has that small amount of time before Tzeisa Kechavim. If it's Ben Hashmash, it becomes complicated and you have to ask a Shaila what to do. But the bottom line is you don't have much time. Only if it's at night, so then you have the whole night and the next day. Shabbos is complicated. You're not supposed to say mufalachi because in honor of Shabbos, you don't want to use a language that you use a weekly language. Shabbos is so careful for what we say. So rather, you mevatel it in your heart. You cancel it in your heart, but you say an expression that hints and implies. For example, let's say she made a net, I'm not going to eat chocolate anymore. So you say, take some chocolate. Something to that degree that implies that you're not agreeing to this neder. Now, there's a concept called hakama. Hakama means that once the husband or the father establishes a neder, it's too late. So even if he says a language that implies that he's happy with his neder, he won't be able to eradicate it anymore. And then they're going to have to use a taras nedarim, something to that effect. Now, even if a person thought in his heart that he's happy with the neder, he can't be mefel the neder anymore. And lastly, what type of nedarim is a father or a husband able to annul? So it happens to be regarding one's daughter, it's Machlokes Rishonim. The Kitzur says specifically things that have an affliction to the soul. And that means a daughter or a wife says, you know, that's it. I'm not washing. I'm not taking showers anymore. Or I'm not adorning myself. Or I'm not eating pickles anymore. All these things are considered inui nefesh. Now the husband has an extra permissibility, that he could also be mayfair, what's called Vom Shabin Ishtoi. That means to say anything that he thinks is going to create a quarrel, is going to create a lack of Shalom Bais, that is also going to be permitted for him to annul. Now, these annulments only apply so long as she married to him. If she becomes a widow or gets divorced, it doesn't apply, meaning it kicks in. The Shulchan Aruch actually writes, and maybe that's really what the Kitzur says, is that that's only if she gets married, meaning only if she puts herself in a situation when she married someone else, so she can't go back to the original husband. So therefore, that's when that neder or shvuah, whatever she took upon herself, is going to kick in. Have a beautiful day.